InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
There's a remarkable network of mental health professionals who perform much-needed free care to veterans and others facing a crisis. With more about this nonprofit organization, here's InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Dr. Trina Clayu, CEO of Give an Hour, a national nonprofit dedicated to transforming mental health. It works to build strong, resilient individuals and communities and close gaps in access to care through individualized mental health programs and a network of volunteer professionals. Trina, your organization began serving the public in 2005. How many people have you helped?
On average, we serve about 6,000 to 7,000 people a year. But over that time, our model has changed considerably. And so where we started out in 2005 is being clinical matching only, we've expanded that footprint into adding non-clinical options for individuals, as well as education and training. So we have a much bigger footprint than we had prior.
So when you say clinical, are you talking about somebody similar to going into a doctor's office and receiving care?
Yeah, matching individuals with a mental health professional. And so we do have a network of about 5,000 mental health professionals who, quote, give an hour of no-cost confidential care to individuals who've been impacted by what we call human-made trauma.
And those you serve, of course, include, as you hint, people in crisis, victims of financial fraud, interpersonal violence in some cases, justice issues, and you offer support for peers, the rare disease community, and workforce resilience. But perhaps the largest group you serve is military and veterans. Why is this group so at risk of suicide?
Yeah, that's been our legacy program. That is what we were founded. We were in direct response to 9/11, which is to really look at the gaps in mental health needs for the military veteran and their loved ones. And there's a lot at risk. I mean, any of the populations that we work with, you know, certainly we tend to build responses and systems that are looking at gaps, are looking at institutions and functions that maybe can't take care of all of the needs. And so with the military and veteran population, while we have things like the VA, of course, and we have services within the Department of Defense, there's always a segment of the population that really is looking for something customizable, something that maybe is outside of those systems. They may not be eligible for mental health treatment based on a variety of factors. And so they come to us. So I always think that, you know, 80% of the population that they can serve, they do, and they do it really well. But there's about a 15% that are looking for something different, and that's usually where we come in.
So if someone wants to get help through Give an Hour, does the person have to qualify in some way?
If we're talking about a military veteran and loved one population, that service is the qualifier. And so we have the ability to offer peer support programs. So we run multiple peer support programs where people within days can be connected to a community that understands needs and is a really warm and welcoming space. So that is an option. And then clinical care for those who are looking for or needing a higher level of care, then we can work on clinical matching. And so for those types of things, that is the eligibility. In other cases, it's generally based on populations that we have served, populations that we have an infrastructure to support, and ways in which we can work with mental health professionals and peer groups to prepare them to be as effective as possible.
So take me through the process. Let's say a person in need, and not just a military veteran or military, a person in need, how does that person get matched with the right caregiver or services? Start from the very beginning. What do they have to do, and then what happens?
Yeah, we have a really brief intake form that's on our website, a contact us form, and it's really just to try to understand what is somebody looking for. And so we try to make it as low barrier as possible. So it's just a little bit of information. Once that's submitted, we will have somebody from our customer experience team who will reach out in the way that the person has identified. It could be text, it could be phone call, it could be email, and reach out to look at an assessment. Of course, we want to assess for individuals who may need a higher level of care, like a crisis care, which we would always ask people to call 988. But if it's somebody who's a good fit for the type of care that we can provide, then they'll go through the screening questions, but then also have a dialogue about like what their needs are, what their experience with mental health has been, what have they tried before, and what are they looking for? So we can go back into the services and supports that we offer and find what would be the best match. And so then our customer experience person will work on that, whether it's a peer support program, whether it's further education and training, or if it's and or a clinical match, that is actually what they'll spend their time doing and communicating back to the customers, make sure that they know what we're doing every step of the way.
And let's highlight that number again that you mentioned. For the person in crisis, what do? They dial or text?
Yes, 988. That's the quickest, most effective way. If it's a veteran, you can do 988 and press 1, but that will get you connected to that crisis level care. It can be pre-crisis too. I think that's one of the things that not everybody realizes is it's 24/7 care. So when people are in distress and are looking for that extra connection, 988 is a great avenue.
We're visiting with Dr. Trina Clayu, CEO of Give an Hour, a national nonprofit helping Americans with mental health needs. Give an Hour provides individualized mental health programs and features a network of volunteer professionals. How many of those volunteer professionals do you have?
Currently, we have about 5,000, and we have them in all 50 states and territories, and we're continuing to grow that network. And so we've had a really concerted effort to how we believe is being in a mutually beneficial relationship where we really want to understand the needs of mental health professionals, whether you're early career, mid-career, or you're later in your career. What experiences are you looking for? What opportunities? How do our missions and our values align? And where can we give you opportunities to also make a difference using your unique talents and skills? And so that network grows, and then we provide a variety of services and supports to mental health professionals because we know how critical they are. But it also gave us an opportunity to look at what else can we offer that complements the mental health continuum.
And you have ambassadors, I understand. What role do they perform?
We do. Our wellness ambassadors are, again, just incredible humans who have platforms where they have a specific connection to a mental health or mental health journey. Often it's their own, or it could be a friend or family. And they spread a lot of awareness about mental health and normalize those conversations. So when you see, you know, an actress like Stephanie Shostak is one of our ambassadors talking about mental health, and we helped support a book she wanted to write to really help people, more of a self-help walk through, like how can they plan their own mental health journey. It amplifies the conversation and it normalizes it so much more. And it gives a lot more exposure to, you know, platforms and individuals that look to them to see how do they live their lives? What practices and routines do they put in place? And so it's an important way for us to reach populations that we may not otherwise, but it also gives opportunity for more voices in this space that really make it okay to have these kind of conversations and to remind people it's okay to reach out for help.
And so the celebrities are probably very influential in helping to destigmatize mental health needs.
100%. That still remains, even as much progress as we've made in the conversations around mental health, there's still such stigma around getting help for your mental health, much more than if you, you know, broke a leg and sought out help to get help for your leg and to go through recovery. You know, there's still a lot of blocks when it comes to mental health. And so the more people that can talk about it and the more people who can make it a normal conversation, the better it is and the more we can combat that stigma.
And is there a fee for your services?
There's not. We run partially on the generosity of donors, of mental health professionals, but also foundations and grants. We work with government agencies, and so we've really pulled together people who really care about this space, but are also not looking for what is just off the shelf. And so I think we have partners who are very close to us who want to be part of a solution. We're not the solution, but we are a solution that feels really individualized, and it feels like we get very close to our customers, and we really try to understand what they want and need and deliver it back to them.
For people who want to donate money, help in other ways, or just want more information, what's the website?
Yeah, it's giveanhour.org.
And once again, the number to dial or text for people in crisis.
988 and press 1 if you're a veteran.
988, very fine. Dr. Trina Clayu, CEO of the nonprofit Give an Hour, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I very much appreciate your time.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.